So hey everybody, welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. Your host, Eric Mann. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming live on the web at kpfk.org. We want to get Barbara Lott Holland on to tell us a little bit about an MTA fare increase. This is Barbara Lott Holland.
Hello.
Barbara?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Barbara. Well, listen, I know we're going to have you on later, but something, once again, the Los Angeles MTA is up to no good, and sadly, they're up to no good pretty rapidly. Can you tell us what's going on about a proposed fare increase that the bus riders union is going to be trying to stop?
Yes, thank you. This is an all-points bulletin to all transit-dependent people in Los Angeles, those of us that use public transportation. The MTA is at it again. They are crying wolf, crying they don't have money. They have created a self-imposed deficit, and they are calling for a fare increase over the next 6 years, starting, if all goes according to their plan, it would begin in September of this year. So what they are proposing at this time is increasing the single fare, the when you get on the bus, and they're saying they are giving bus riders a transfer. They're not giving us a transfer. We had one. They're giving back to us what we take, what they have taken away, and now we have to pay for it. So the fares, the single fare will go up to $1.75. From the present $1.50.
Right. To $1.75.
I'm sorry, what did you
say? You said it from $1.50 to $1.75.
Exactly, exactly.
And the monthly bus pass?
And the monthly bus pass from $75 to $100, and that's just according to phase one of the plan.
And over the next 6 years, they plan to raise the monthly bus pass to what number?
$135.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, explain to people about the relationship between how the MTA goes to Congress to get money for rail and why they think they need to raise the bus fare.
Well, they go to Congress and make all these large promises. And so Congress says, okay, so you want us to help subsidize this, so how do you plan to complete this? And one of the things that they've gotten themselves into now, according to their last, according to the federal government, they have to come up with a 33% fare box recovery. And this is to pay for rail. It is not to expand the bus service at all. So in order for them to meet their match of what they promised the federal government, they are attempting to raise the bus fare.
Well, also, of course, these are tricks that the federal government does. In other words, the federal government says to the MTA, you must have a 33% fare box recovery. That's not true. That's just simply a deal that they cut. They could have said to the MTA, you don't need any fare box recovery because there's free bus transportation all over, you know, in other cities. So what the MTA is going to sort of say, my hands are tied. The federal government made me have a 33% fare box recovery. What that means, listeners, is that for every dollar that the MTA spends on operating the bus, 33 cents is supposed to come out of our pocket. Now, one of the problems with that is that we've already paid for that whole dollar through all the sales taxes that we're paying. So why don't you explain that a little bit, Barbara?
Well, right now, we are paying 1.5 cents sales tax to MTA in addition to two bond measures that where MTA gets money. So already, we have already paid for our ride on the bus before we even get on it.
Exactly. And now tell our listeners, who has the power to stop this? Besides, I mean, obviously our movement does, but who on the MTA board, how's the MTA board going to get this thing passed?
They're going to get the MTA, the MTA will get this passed by the board of directors are the ones that will pass this. We have five city council members as board of supervisors. The mayor alone has four appointees, so you have the mayor's vote, you have that of Mark Ridley Thomas, Jacqueline DuPont Walker, Paul Kerkorian, and Mike Bona. These are the four appointees of the mayor alone that has to vote on the MTA board. And now let's not forget Zev Yaroslavsky, Don Kanabi, Mike Atanovich, John Fasana, Arian Najarian, Pam O'Connor, Diane DuBois, and of course Gloria Molina.
So how many votes do we need? That's great. So how many votes do we need to defeat this measure?
We need 8 votes to defeat this measure.
I think we can defeat it with less. I think they need 8 votes to pass it out of 30, you know.
Okay, right. We could defeat it with 7.
Yeah, so we have to get 7 votes, and we'll figure that out as we go along. Obviously, the invisible Mayor Garcetti, who has been really laying low, has 4 votes on this. So a big fight is going to have to be to put the pressure on Mayor Garcetti. And again, if you go on our website, www.voicesfromfrontlines.com, that'll give you a chance for us to stay in touch with you about the fare increases. Keep going, Barbara.
Well, I just wanted to, right now, for the public at large, what we need, there are 2 very important dates coming up. The first one, there is a public hearing that is on Saturday, March 29th at the MTA board, and we need the public to come down and protest and say to the MTA board, no fare increase. The MTA has a budget of over $5 billion. They do not need to increase the fare. The second important date that we want the people to come out to and voice and let their voices be heard is at the MTA board meeting in May. This is where they will be voting for this fare increase that will go into effect this coming September. So those of us that's out there that's now paying $75 for a monthly pass, you definitely want to say no, because this is just the first increase. There will be another increase in 2017, and there will be another increase in 2020 if we do not stop this year.
Well, one of the things I think we're going to have to figure out is that historically we have turned people out for these rallies. 818-985-5735. You're on Voices from the Front Lines with Eric Mann and Barbara Lott Holland. And one of the problems of these public hearings is that they just sit there and we say, please don't raise the fare. Please don't raise the fare. This is killing us. And they say, thank you very much. Next speaker. And as you know, during the last fare increase, we once had 350 people speak against the fare increase. And then the minute that the vote was over, Gloria Molina said, all in favor of the fare increase. So we're going to have to be very creative. And I'll be honest with you, Bob, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I know we're going to show up for these meetings, and I know we're going to bring people, but I think we at the Strategy Center and the Bus Riders Union, which we're just about to discuss at the Planning Committee Wednesday night, you know, we have to come up with a tactical plan that has a chance to win. And right now, I don't know what that plan is, but I do think that Mayor Garcetti is a critical piece of that, because Mayor Villadegosa in the past and Mayor Garcetti now are big supporters of downtown development. And I think they see Los Angeles as a so-called world-class city. And what they mean by that is gentrification. What they mean by that is, you know, rail projects. And we don't seem to have the leverage to even get Garcetti to say, it's bad enough that they're going to build the rail, but because they tied the rail to this fare increase very cleverly, he's going to say, well, you see, I can't vote no on the fare increase because I want to get the rail. So what are we going to do?
Well, that's all of what you said is true. We definitely have to sit down and go through all of the options that we have. It's not over until it's over. And even the last time, true, we did not win, but we came very close to getting those 7 no votes. So it can happen again. We were able to defeat Measure J, and we can defeat this. Of course, it is going to take the power of the people. It is going to take people to get up off of their rear ends and come out and fight. It is also going to take us to come up with a real strong tactical plan. It's one where we call all our allies out, because this is something that the people, that we realize that is going to be a very hard burden on our people. It's not just the monthly pass that's being affected. The day pass is being affected, as well as the senior passes. So everybody is going to be affected by this increase, and it's something that our people cannot take at this time.
Barbara, thank you so much, and I totally agree. It looks like we have about 2 minutes left. And Barbara, thank you very much. We are going to come up with a great plan, folks. We just don't know what it is yet, but Mr. Garcetti, don't worry. We're going to come up with something that's going to be very interesting, very interesting.
Very inventive. And this is hot off the press, and we're trying to get it out to the public as soon as we know about it.
So listen, if you're interested, you don't have to wait. You know us at the Bus Riders Union Strategy Center. We come up with good stuff. You can call us at 213-387-2800. Call the office right now. You might get a chance to talk to Barbara Lott Holland if you're lucky, and we'll take your name. We'll get you involved, and we'll stay in touch with you. All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Tuesday at 4. This is Eric Mann saying, all power to the people.